Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Away from the ongoing investigation into the shocking death of teacher Samuel Paty, today is a day to remember his life and to pay tribute to his values, including freedom of speech. Mr. Paty was brutally murdered last Friday after having shown his students cartoons of Prophet Muhammad in class. A national tribute will take place at 7:30 this evening at the Sorbonne, where President Macron will posthumously award Mr. Paty with the Légion d'honneur and read a eulogy. Mr. Paty's 5-year-old son will become a ward of the nation. The police inquiry has uncovered further conversations between the man who killed Mr. Paty and the father of one of his students, who published videos denouncing Mr. Paty on 3 occasions prior to the murder. The suspect was being questioned by police yesterday, along with 6 other people, all of whom will face an anti-terrorist judge in view of the charges against them. The topic of terrorism will be addressed at the Council of Ministers this morning. This will include the President's decision to dissolve the Sheikh Yassin Collective, a domestic militant Islamic group. Ministers will also debate the necessity of extending the state of emergency instigated by the coronavirus. Yesterday's figures for COVID-19 are still climbing. There were 163 related deaths yesterday and more than 20,000 newly confirmed cases. Stringent measures are being implemented across Europe to try and prevent the situation worsening. Ireland has gone back into lockdown for the next 6 weeks, and Wales will follow on Friday for a 2-week period. Storm Barbara has left 50,000 homes without electricity this morning. The strong winds were felt in the Pyrenees, the Rhône Valley and the Massif Central. However, the 12 départements who were placed under orange severe weather warnings have now had all alerts lifted. Just 2 weeks before the US presidential elections, Barack Obama has returned to the forefront of American politics in his bid to help Joe Biden secure the presidency. Mr. Obama will join the Democratic hopeful at a meeting in Philadelphia this evening. And finally, the latest Asterix and Obelix adventure, The Golden Menhir, is being released in bookshops today, 53 years after their very first adventure was published. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.